Explain why gene-edited pig kidneys are being tested, how immune rejection is reduced, and why safety evidence must come before optimism. Why is organ shortage such a difficult medical problem? What would make an animal-to-human transplant ethically complicated? How should patients balance hope with uncertainty in experimental medicine? Kidney failure can keep a person alive on dialysis, but dialysis is demanding and does not replace every function of a healthy kidney. Human donor kidneys are limited. In the United States, tens of thousands of people wait for a transplant. Xenotransplantation asks whether organs from another species, especially genetically modified pigs, could become an additional source. The idea is not new. What is new is the combination of gene editing, cleaner animal facilities, immune monitoring, and formal human trials. Pigs are considered because pig kidneys are similar enough in size and basic function to be plausible candidates. They can remove waste, handle water balance, and perform kidney-like tasks. But similar does not mean naturally compatible. A human immune system is built to identify foreign tissue. A pig organ can trigger strong rejection. That is why modern xenotransplantation is not simply animal farming plus surgery. It is genetic engineering plus transplant medicine. Gene editing changes the donor pig before birth. Some edits remove pig genes that create strong immune reactions. Other edits add human genes that make the organ look less threatening to the recipient immune system. NYU reported an investigational kidney with 10 gene edits. 6 human genes added, and 4 pig genes inactivated. The exact edit design is not a magic shield. It is a risk reduction strategy that still needs clinical evidence. The National Kidney Foundation emphasizes that clinical trials start with small groups and expand only after data are reviewed. This protects patients and helps researchers understand safety signals before broader use. The NYU announcement describes follow-up periods, independent data monitoring, compatibility screening, and lifelong monitoring for recipients. That long timeline is not bureaucracy for its own sake. It reflects the fact that a transplanted organ is a living system inside another living system. This topic is not only technical. It raises ethical questions about animal welfare, patient consent, fair access, public trust, infection risk, and how society talks about hope. A desperate patient can be vulnerable to exaggerated promises. A good ethical frame does not say never research this or approve it immediately. It asks what evidence, safeguards, transparency, and patient protections would make research responsible. What is the strongest medical reason to study xenokidneys? What is the strongest ethical concern? Why is lifelong monitoring reasonable in this field? How would you explain the difference between promise and proof? What problem is kidney xenotransplantation trying to address? It tries to address the shortage of human donor kidneys. Why might a patient consider an experimental transplant despite uncertainty? Why are pigs considered for kidney xenotransplantation? Their kidneys are similar in size and function to human kidneys, but they still need genetic modification. What is the difference between functional similarity and biological compatibility? What are 2 goals of gene editing in xenokidneys? It can remove pig genes that trigger rejection and add human genes that improve immune acceptance. Why should we call gene editing a risk reduction strategy rather than a guarantee? Why do early trials start with small groups? Small groups help researchers check safety before expanding to more patients. What safety question would you want answered before wider use? Name 2 ethical questions connected with xenotransplantation. Animal welfare, patient consent, infection risk, fair access, and public trust are all ethical questions. What would responsible communication sound like for this technology? Gene-edited pig kidneys are cool because they sit at the intersection of surgery, genetics, immunology, ethics, and public trust. The technology is bold, but the correct language is careful. The hopeful version of the story is not that the shortage is solved. It is that a serious trial system is beginning to test whether another source of organs can be made safe.